Welcome to the Nooks Dynasty Podcast. I'm your host, Jordan McNamara. I want to do waivers of the future, so I'm going to put waivers out before. I've been working on some stuff for quarterbacks. I'm not sure it's going to be hugely substantively different this week, but it's going to sort of help in future weeks. So we'll see some more stuff that I want to cover in maybe some this week, but definitely more in future weeks. So, but I do want to get this out, our 10-minute show out before we... before it gets too late in the day on Tuesday. So some thoughts here on the quarterback position. Obviously, Sam Ellinger is probably the biggest mover of the week. I didn't see this coming as, I guess it was sort of rumored about and sort of speculated upon. I didn't think that Indy was just going to pull the plug on this season, like mid-season. So this isn't one that I had planned for. This isn't one that I had really like thought was going to be, happening in week eight. I thought, kind of like the Sam Howell thing. I thought this would happen maybe later in the season. A couple of things that I would say. Ellinger ran for 1,903 yards in 4 years at Texas. Could give him some easy viability. Some people that like him as a developmental passer. So it'll be interesting to see how that works. This screams franchise reset to me. Right? This screams, we're going to audition him for the long term, but we want a high pick. Right? This is absolutely what this screams to me. And if you sort of get there early, you can get a high pick. I think you only do this if you have a secure team. So this is a little bit some of the line of what we're thinking in terms of, hey, is this time to, is it time to be in or be out? Like, what's sort of your thought process? There's a lot of that going on. And I think Indy's sort of showing us a little bit of that right now. So, and we'll see, like, Washington could do some of this too. Like, there's some other teams. There's not a ton of teams right now. I didn't think that Indy would be there first. So, I don't know. I think somewhere between 15 and a quarter, right? There's a shot that he's a long-term starter. I think it's unlikely he's going to depth fill some, maybe a spot start here or there down the stretch for you. I mean, I think that's probably worth a quarter of your budget. That would sort of be my angle there. And I'm presuming that he's fairly available, would sort of be my thought there. So, he's an interesting two-way guy that's probably not going to be a long-term starter. But I think it's worth taking a shot for them for half a season and seeing what they have. And, if he turns them around, great. This could be out of the future there. As for Matt Ryan, it's probably a signal that, the days are probably numbered with him as any sort of meaningful starter. Malik Willis is another one in shallower leagues. I might be interested in Tannehill is a little bit banged up. I thought this was a team that could do this, but not. So it's instead Indy. So we'll be interested to sort of watch as we go forward. Some names to potentially watch. Again, I'm interested in Tyrod, sort of the back end of the roster, Gardner Minshew as well. I think they're two of the premium. They're in good systems for what they do. And then there's that. I don't think Desmond Ridder's close. Jordan Love's pure stash at this point. And that's really the deal there. Jamichael Hasty and Snoop Connor at running back, both of them sort of slot up for us. I don't have a great sense of what's going to happen here. Jamichael Hasty is the one that's been active, but he doesn't really profile as a pure, as an every down fill in. Snoop Connor hasn't really been involved, but profiles, looks a little bit more like an every down fill in. So I think that this would be probably a committee if ETM were to go down, right? That's kind of my thought. I would probably lean towards taking a shot on Connor. I think we know that Hasty's not a, he's probably not a full down, a full every down back. So I think Connor's probably the shot I would take. I'm interested in taking them both at cheap. Again, this is one where, hey, if you have roster spots, take minimal bets on both of them and see which one you get. If you get them both, that's great. And just sort of see what plays out this week. If you get some clarity, you might get some clarity. This could be a situation where, hey, it becomes pretty clear early on, Hasty's active, Connor's not. Boom. We kind of have an idea, right? you know, Connor's active and seeing 30% of snaps, boom, we kind of have an idea, right? So that would sort of be one of the things that I would do. I would run a lot of them. Again, the key at running back is volume. This is a good situation where just flood the zone, right? Take a shot, see if you can get as many shares as you can of these guys across your leagues, and then figure it out later on. And again, this might be a situation that resolves itself in a week. Dearness Johnson is the other one. I think you got to get up to as much as you can get. There's a lot of smoke around the Kareem Hunt stuff. So, again, that's not something that I would be super, I think, super likely. But if Dearness Johnson is the clearest beneficiary of a Kareem Hunt trade, so he would be a name that I would think about. I've seen Sony Michel actually get thrown back a bit. Make sure you collect that share. He's the injury away guy right now with Joshua Kelly out, so keep that in mind. Kenyon Drake's ownership's way up. I'd take a shot on Justice Hill. There's a committee aspect there. Let's see here. Some other ones, you know, Jaylen Warren, P. Ryan. Mixon's not good this year, which is interesting. Breida is available. His ownership has dropped a bit, so he's a name to keep in mind. So is DJ Dallas. They both slid a little bit. So those are some guys that are sort of in the what we consider widely available in MFL. It's not necessarily truly indicative of Dynasty, of course, but I sort of keep an eye on those guys because they're the most likely to be available. Two wide receivers I'm particularly interested in for waivers: Braxton Berrios. Again, I've said if we could just funnel 140 targets to Braxton Berrios, I'd love to see what happened. They're in shambles offensively. Zach Wilson's not good, but everyone, you know, it's got to be a thing with like Giants wide receivers. Like, they draft malcontents or overpay for underproducing. Like, it's pretty consistent between the New Jersey teams. It's pretty consistent between them. Elijah Mitchell's not happy. Corey Davis is hurt now, and I don't think is producing to the level that they had hoped for. Garrett Wilson has kind of leveled off a bit, but Zach Wilson's not really throwing the ball all that well. But Berrios is a guy, I think, super highly efficient in his routes. When he ran him last year, he's ran him in short samples. So he's like top 10 percentile efficiency guy. We love that. And, you know, he has shown the ability to be productive when he gets the opportunity. Just teams don't turn to him. So, hey, if this is a spot where there's injuries, there's, you know, malperformance, if they're trying to teach, you know, Elijah Moore a lesson, something like that, I'm interested in Berrios. Again, probably not going to start him week to week, but I'm interested in sort of stashing him right now on the back end of rosters. And I think we might be able to have some spot starts here. He might fill you in a waiver, a bye week or so here down the stretch. The other one is Darius Slayton. Would be the other one that I would think about. Over 5 targets per game in the past 3 games. Again, just take the cheap guy that's sort of the fill-in with the New York teams, and that's kind of been success. Both these teams are not good as passing teams. Neither quarterback is good, in my opinion. Neither team is as good as their record. But I think there's a clear opportunity for both of these guys, and we've seen it a little bit with Slayton. At tight end, not a super mystery here. Listen, if Bellinger gets thrown back, we're in on Bellinger. We're in on Kate Otten. And for some reason, I don't know what leagues – MFL, again, you sort of have to take these with a grain of salt. But Dulcich is available in a lot of leagues. I'm assuming that they're not dynasty leagues. I'm assuming that if they are dynasty leagues, they're super shallow. I'm assuming that Greg Dulcich is not available in any dynasty league that we play in. But the numbers tell me that I should suggest to you to go check just in case. Because he's out there. Otten's out there as well. Otten, super intriguing so far, which I didn't think was going to be something that I would say around his name. So that's a name I'm definitely thinking about. Otherwise, just continue to optimize at running back, right? That's the thing to think about as we go forward here. Again, we're going to keep tabs on injury stuff. The other thing to really keep an eye on is the look ahead Thursday night game, right? So what's sort of coming ahead of us? It's the Eagles and the Texans is the November 3rd. That's week 9, right? So we're going into week 8, week 9, that sort of quick turnaround there. I don't have a great play, right? Maybe Minshew is sort of the way you want to optimize. Make sure Burkhead's make sure Burkhead's taken there. Yeah, just in case anyone gets banged up, you're looking for optimized starts. Those would be the two spots that I would look. That's our Dearness Johnson play of the week, right, from last year. So that'll do it for this edition. Under 10 minutes comfortably. Until next time, continue embracing the variance. We'll talk again very soon.